Dr. Samaroy, Ding Ding Clinton, from Miss Mildred Nolan, N-O-L-A-N, first of all, M-I-L-D-R-E-D. Today's date is 1/17/2013. Patient is a 74-year-old Caucasian female, comes to the clinic with elevated blood pressure, number 2, low pulse ox, number 3, vaginal bleeding 2 weeks ago, which has stopped. She saw Dr. Belsom. She's had an interbiopsy done. She does not have the result. We'll try to obtain the results from his office. Number 4, thyroid nodules. Previously stable, we'll have to repeat in a 6-month follow-up to check stability of thyroid nodules. Number 5, carotid disease. Number 6, osteoporosis. Number 7, hypertension with hypertensive heart disease, with renal insufficiency without heart failure. Number 8, anxiety disorder / depression. Number 9, peripheral neuropathy. Number 10, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Number 11, peptic hyperlipidemia, currently not taking her Crestor. Number 12, has already received her flu shot. Number 13, chronic renal insufficiency. She sees Dr. Joyce. She has, I believe, stage 3 renal insufficiency. Number 15, asthma. Number 16, COPD. Number 17, osteoporosis. Number 18, carotid disease. Number 19, cholecystectomy. Number 20, carotid or one status plus left carotid endarterectomy. Number 22, bilateral bunionectomies. Right. The patient comes to the clinic with the aforementioned problem. She's had a pap smear per Hannah Morris, which was unremarkable. She saw Dr. Belson. She does not have the results of her biopsy. Her blood pressure is elevated. We'll recommend low salt, low cholesterol diet, increased exercise. She has not gotten results from her biopsies. We'll obtain those results and try to give it to her. She's compliant with her Panneva, compliant with her calcium, vitamin D. Her Crestor will stop due to myalgias or arthralgias. They have resolved. I will try to see Prevastatin 20 mg QHS. We'll try that low dose, see if that causes any trouble. If she tolerates it, fine. If she doesn't, then she will not be able to tolerate any statin drug, period. We'll recommend low salt, low cholesterol diet. Recommend increased exercise as best as possible. We'll give her GERD precautions. She's to continue with her Pepcid. She denies any nausea, vomiting, fever, chills, headaches, dizziness, blurbage, and chest pain, short breath, frequency, RC, dysuria, melanoma, ketia, diet, constipation, no sore throat, ear, cranial nose, no focal motor sensory deficits, no skin rashes, skin lesions. She's in good health. She's compliant with her medications. We'll try to get medical records from Dr. Belson's office and give her further information and notification. Past smoke history also significant for aortic atherosclerosis. Number 2, PAD / PVD. Number 3, aortic calcifications. We're going to bring the patient back in 2 weeks to check her blood pressure. In light of her cholesterol being high at 310 and cholesterol being 310, LDL being 189, I'm going to put her on Crestor 10 mg a day and Zetia 10 mg QHS.